You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM on this Wednesday, January 17th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. Joining me today is Libby Boucher from Crookston United Way. Libby, it's great to have you in studio. How are you doing today?
Good. We're usually on the phone, so it is nice to actually see you in person.
Yes, it is. And how have things been lately?
Good. We wrapped up our 2023 campaign. We are well into our 2024 campaign. So we're just doing what we're doing. We're raising money. We're giving money away. And things are good.
And how was 2023 as a whole?
Really well. Our campaign, our 2023 campaign officially ended in August, the end of August. So our last fundraiser for our 2023 campaign would have been the golf ball drop at Oxcart Days. And then we swing right into our next campaign really shortly after that. Our official kickoff is always the soup and chili cook-off. But before that, Scobies had given us the proceeds from one of their trivia nights. So it's kind of never ending. And we try to be creative with our fundraisers. We try to change things up a little bit because we don't want to be boring. We don't want people to forget about us or become a habit. So, we want to become a habit, but in the right kind of way.
And it had been a little bit since we've last had you on for Valley Talk. A couple of events have taken place in November and December, too.
Yep, we had the Hugo's Taste of the Holidays, which was super fun and delicious, and they ran out of food, so we had a lot of people come out. That's a really cool event because we get to just show up and act like we're at a cocktail party that we don't have to clean up after or cook for. So that one was great, and Hugo's, so graciously hosts us every year, and they provide these wonderful little ceramic like cookie plates that people get to take home with them. And then there's all sorts of delicious food. You could basically don't eat dinner that night and then just go out there. And then right after, on the heels of that, the first week of December, we had our auction. And we had 59 items for sale this year. We sold 56 of them. And I'm negotiating with somebody for one of them. So I'm hoping to get rid of that last one. And, that's a great fundraiser for us. It's really fun because people, the businesses who donate, I think they have a good time putting together the baskets. A lot of what we give away are baskets assembled by, so there's all sorts of stuff in there. So it's like you're, the best gift giver because you're giving a bunch. So we had great return on that. Our packet campaign is wrapping up. So there are a few outstanding ones. So if you have one, I'm coming for you. And then our next fundraiser will be Dine Out Week. Well, Dine Out Week is coming up next week. That's what we're here for. Mm-hmm. Dine Out Week is another really fun one because, again, it's not a lot of work for us. We approach, all the local restaurants and ask them if they would like to participate. And they can participate in a number of ways. They can either just write us a check for a flat fee or for a flat amount. They can give us a percentage of their sales that week. They can give us a percentage of each check. Some of them do $2 per customer. So really the restaurants get to choose how they want to donate. And that runs from the 21st to the 27th. So Sunday the 21st to Saturday the 27th. I will probably be hitting every single one of our participants over the course of the week. And I instructed my board to go out and hit all of them. So it's a great one. And we are so appreciative of the restaurants that participate.
Who all is going to be participating?
I've got the list. Irishman's Shanty, Drafts, Wonderful Life Foods, Icy Mugs, McDonald's, and who am I forgetting? I said McDonald's.
Yep.
McDonald's, Icy Mugs, Drafts, Irishman's Shanty, Wonderful Life Foods, and I've got one more on there, and shame on me.
Well, we'll remember it later on.
We will remember it later on.
Yeah, but
but there's six of them.
And is that, you just go to any of those restaurants throughout the week, or is there a specific day you're supposed to go to them?
Any of those restaurants throughout the day. And if you check our Facebook page, we're on there. All of our listed restaurants are on the Facebook page. Several posts have been made. There's a poster on there with their logos on there. And shame on me for not having the list in my hand. You'll have to look up our Facebook page for me.
Well,
tell me who number six is.
we'll pull it up here momentarily. But what is the purpose of holding an event like this, especially because this is a little bit of a unique one where you're going out to the restaurants instead?
Mm-hmm. We don't really hit up the restaurants too much. They happily participate in a lot of our events. But the ones we really get them for are the cook-off, because then they donate a bunch of food, and this one. But a lot of them do donate to us all year long for our various events. Oh, Minocqua. That was the other one. Shame on me. Sorry, Brandon. the ranch at Minocqua. They signed on this year. So I'm really excited to have them come on, too, because they're new. So those six, and they just very generously, Minocqua and Scobie's both this year. Unfortunately, Scobie's is closed, but they had actually been the first one to sign up. But they also donated to our auction. So a lot of these businesses jump in for all of our events, or most of our events. And this is a way for us to not only fundraise, but to really promote these businesses who are so good to us throughout the year.
Yeah, it's a really nice way to do it, and you get to go around, taste out all the food too, and mm-hmm. maybe it's been a while since you've been to one of these places, or like the ranch at Minocqua, you might not have even been there yet.
Exactly.
So it's a great opportunity for you to for us to swing on by and get some great food
and check them all out. Check in, post it to your socials, let people know that you're going to those places, because Crookston has, for a town this size, we actually have a lot of choices. And again, because those businesses are so willing and they give to pretty much everybody who walks in the door with a fundraiser. And I think it's so important, because this is a way to kind of, not only do we get to fundraise, but we also get to promote these guys. And, their survival is important to us, not only as a fundraising source, but as a, they're nice people, and we want to make sure that everybody's walking in their doors. And we try to pick a week where there's a lot going on, particularly if there's a lot of home games and home sporting events and that kind of thing. We always look at the calendar and kind of, pick the busiest week that we can find in usually either the last week of January, first week of February, however that falls.
How often have you done this event?
This is my third year doing it. So yeah, this is my third year with United Way. I started in 2021, so this will be my third, but they've done it for years. I don't know how many years exactly, but it's a tradition.
So what's the process like when you're, trying to, you gave us a little sneak peek, you're trying to find out the sports schedule, a lot of home games, but then also, talking to the businesses as well, making sure that they're on board, and then any other things that you do behind the scenes?
Pretty much behind the scenes, it's sending out an email or giving them a call. Hey, this is the week we've chosen. Is this going to work for you? And are you interested in participating? And then I give them the rundown of how they can participate. Some of them, they don't want to sit down with a calculator and try to figure out a percentage of their sales. So they're like, we're just going to write you a check for X amount, which is also great. I will never say no to someone writing me a check. And then I usually follow up with the ones I haven't heard back from. Hey, haven't heard from you. Would you like to participate? And then I update. I have this, the poster this year is a plate and I've been adding logos to the plate as we go. So every time I put a new one on and I put a new post, and we promote that and we tag them and check in with them. And then afterwards, within the couple of weeks afterwards, I get a check from these businesses, and it all goes to, we're at 87% right now of our fundraising goal, of our 2024 fundraising goal. So we're really cooking it along. Crookston has been amazing to us already this year. And we've got Dine Out Week. We've got Jail and Bail in April. We've got golf tournament in August. We've got, there's something else. Oh, golf ball drop. We may do that again during Oxcart days. So we have a few more fundraisers to go, and we're really close to our goal already. Don't let that, when you see the thermometer down at American Federal and that we're getting close, don't let that stop you. If you're like, oh, well, they've made their goal. What happened, not this past fundraising year, but the 2022, we ended up with extra money. So we were able to fully fund everybody who asked us for money. And then we had $17,000 extra dollars. So we got to call our agencies and say, hey, what's a wish list item? What's something you've been putting off that you've wanted to do but can't afford? Because we can help you with it now. And so five of our agencies got items that they didn't think they were going to get to do, or programs that they weren't going to be able to fund. And we got to do that. And so no matter how close we are to the goal, the money always still can do good. So the more the better. And we're always fundraising, because the agencies that we serve, a lot of them don't have, you know, the staff or their volunteers. They don't know where to find the money. And so they come to us, and that's what we do, is we raise the money so that those agencies can focus on doing what they want to do and make the change they want to make, instead of trying to figure out 87 different ways to fundraise. We do that for them. And so, yeah, so it's 87% already, which is a great feeling to be in January, and we're really cooking along, because Crookston supports us, and the Crookston community and this whole area supports us. And they know the good we do. They know the programs that we help. And I think they're important to the Crookston community. They know how important those programs are. And Crookston's willing to support it. And I can't appreciate that enough.
It's really important, too, that the money goes right back into the community.
Exactly. It never leaves the Crookston area. I mean, if you want to, you know, think of a physical thing, we take the money to the bank. The bank hangs on to it until we give it to the agencies, you know, right down the block. So it's and that's so important, because so many people, you know, you want to do good, but of course you want to do good, you know, where you can see the good. People, it's there's a in the fundraising philanthropy business, there's a kind of a saying that says, think globally but act locally. And you can change the world by changing your world, by changing where you live, by changing your neighborhood, by changing your town, because all of that ripples outward. And a kid being given a book from Imagination Library, they could go on to, you know, become a doctor who cures cancer, just because they got an early start with reading. You've got a family who's helped out by the Care and Share of the Hope Center or the Food Shelf. And, you know, those people in turn get the break they need and establish themselves in the community, and maybe they stay here, and maybe they eventually get to a point where they can open a business here, and then they employ people or they help people out. So it's really a ripple effect. And I think Crookston knows that, and we know how important these, you know, last year we funded 20 agencies. And so it's just those little, you know, $20, $50 makes a humongous difference.
If someone isn't able to participate in Dine Out Week, but they still want to maybe donate to Crookston United Way, are there opportunities for people to do so?
You can send checks to P.O. Box 218, Crookston, Minnesota, 56716. We have our offices in the Phil Thompson Building, which is over by Service Pro. We have a drop box out there, so if you want to drop a check in our box, you can go to our website, and or to our Facebook, and then to our website from there. And there's a donate button on every page. So there's lots and lots of ways to donate. You can, you know, stop me at the grocery store and give me $20. I'll drop it in the right account. So there are tons of ways, and we have a lot. That's why we do so many of these fundraisers, because I think that every fundraiser reaches different people. The golf tournament isn't necessarily going to reach somebody who doesn't golf, but Jail and Bail might, or Dine Out Week might. So it's a really nice way to just kind of touch all the areas of the community and be exposed to those people.
And who doesn't like food?
Who doesn't like food?
Yeah.
Honestly. I mean, and it's all budgets. You can go, you know, McDonald's. Go and get something off the... Do they still have the dollar menu? I haven't done dollar menu since my kids were little.
Yeah.
But you can get, you know, a $5 item there. And guess what? You go next week, and anything you buy there is going to help us. So it's not... You know, it's not like you're going out of your way. You're probably already going out to eat at some point anyway. Just go to those six restaurants in town, and they'll help us out.
We kind of talked a little bit about some of the other events that are going to be coming up throughout the rest of the year. Do you want to run those down once more?
We'll have Jail and Bail. So brace yourselves. We're going to be hitting people up to go to jail for us. Bo, where are you? We have Jail and Bail. We will have the golf tournament, which we've moved to the first week of August, because there are so many tournaments in June. So we just decided, okay, maybe we'll move it to August. And that one's going to be a fun one, because we have a couple of very big raffles during that one, and I'm not going to reveal it yet. And we have the golf ball drop. We're always kind of coming up with new ones. We're kind of trying to decide if we get enough snow, we have an idea. So we're hoping for a little more snow, and I need some big giant snowbanks for that one. So I'll leave that one dangling for you. And once we decide if we're going to do it, we'll let you know.
Are there any other ideas to possibly come up with events? We don't want you to reveal anything here.
Oh, goodness.
But are you guys, is that part of the process of possibly trying to come up with different events and thinking maybe outside the box?
Absolutely. And that's why my board is so important. I love having, we have 12 people on our board right now, which is wonderful because I get all these different ideas. I get, you know, people who think differently than me, which I love. I get people on my board who are like, I don't think we should do that. And okay, tell me why. It's great. I love those kind of meetings where you just sit and throw ideas at each other and then one catches on and everybody's like, oh my gosh, okay, we could do this. And we could do, we had one of those yesterday. Mm-hmm. That was super fun. So we are always kind of looking at ways to innovate, to make it easier to donate, to make sure that we're on people's lips when they think about being charitable in Crookston. And beyond, we just got a check the other day from the Kansas City United Way. Somebody had donated through them for us. So somebody in Kansas City, thank you very much. And yeah, that one kind of came out of the blue. And I'm like, why am I getting a check from the Greater Kansas City United Way? Oh, somebody sent money to them and said, "This, can you send this to Crookston?" So they did.
So even if you aren't in the Crookston area, you can still donate to the Crookston United Way. Maybe you're not able to access the website or you just want to go into that United Way in your local area
and send
funds.
Yep, which I didn't know until very recently that that was a thing, that you could do that. You know, it's obviously easiest to just go to our website or to our Facebook page and then get to the website from there and click the donate button. And there are lots and lots and lots of ways to donate.
That is that's really neat that that there's that other option too, even going into a place in a different state.
Yeah, that was very surprising to us when we got that check.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's talk about Dine Out Week here in the last couple of minutes of our Valley Talk program that's going to be taking place next week.
Super fun. It is, I call it, for me, it's the easiest fundraiser of the year because literally I have to talk about it and I have to make some posters. We did tabletops this year, so we're going to deliver those today. So when you go into restaurants, look for those tabletoppers, and you know if you see those, that's going to be one of the restaurants you want to eat at next week. Again, it's the Irishman's Shanty, Drafts, Wonderful Life Foods, Minocqua, the Ranch at Minocqua, Icy Mugs, and Magoo's Pizza, and McDonald's. Those are our participants this year. Obviously, I will not turn anybody else down if they're listening and they're like, oh my goodness, I forgot to sign up. So anybody, you know, restaurant who's listening and wants to participate, give me a shout. Send me an email because we will never say no to anybody who wants to participate and help us fundraise. And it's the easiest one. All you, the public, have to do is go eat. That's it. That's all you got to do.
We love food and we love it when we don't have to cook.
Exactly.
So it's going to be a great week. It's going to be, again, from January 21st through the 27th.
Yep.
And contact info if not just for this event, but if anybody has any questions or just wants to find out more information about anything that's related to the Crookston United Way.
You can email us at exec@unitedwayofcrookston.org. You can send us a Facebook message. You can call the office at 218-281-1715. If we're not there, the answering machine is, because we only work 3 days a week because we try to keep our overhead very, very small. So there's, yeah, lots of ways. Or again, if you see me in the grocery store, you know, stop me in the soup aisle and that's probably where I'll be. This time of year, it's always the soup aisle.
Yeah, it's always nice to be warmed up
it
with
really
soup.
It really is.
But soup it'll be nice to be warmed up at the restaurants as well.
Exactly.
Next week too.
And most of them have soup.
Yes.
Honestly, who doesn't love soup?
Absolutely.
Especially this time of year.
Yeah. Great way to warm up. A great event going on next week. Again, Dine Out Week, January 21st through the 27th. And Wonderful Life Foods, Draft Sports Bar and Grill, the Irishman Shanty, the Ranch at Minocqua, Icy Mugs, and McDonald's are going to be all the participants from the 21st through the 27th. And again, all that money goes right back into the community.
Goes right back to where you want it to go. So, and thank you in advance to those restaurants and to everybody who comes out next week, because actually, it's going to be really nice next week, too. The weather's going to be way better. So today I had a complete crisis before I left the house because it was 10 below and I really didn't want to go outside. But next week it's supposed to be in the 20s.
I know.
Yeah. So perfect.
Dust off the sunblock. Go get some great food. It's
maybe eat on the patio. I don't know. Go crazy.
Yeah, we might be able to go that crazy. Libby Boucher, thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk program. Look forward to speaking with you again later here in 2024.
You bet. We'll see you soon.
So that was Libby Boucher from Crookston United Way talking about Dine Out Week taking place from the 21st through the 27th next week here on our Valley Talk program.